Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. Again, our reformatted version for the new economy. That's what we like to call it here at Radio Entrepreneurs. Why? Because the majority of us in New England, in Boston, in America are still working, and we're still finding ways to keep our clients going and moving. And with that in mind, you know, I always love having my co-host, Evan Macedo from FEI, Financial Executives International, and Sapers & Wallach. Joining me as the co-host. Welcome, Evan. I love your new big mic, almost as big as mine.
Oh, yeah, thanks. We don't need to get into a competition, but no, it's great to be on the show. I feel like we've put out a lot of great information, and we've got another good show ahead of us today.
Well, that's great. And, you know, you brought two people to protect you today. You brought Aviva Sapers, a CEO from Sapers & Wallach, and a first-timer, Kim Landry, Director of Insurance Underwriting and Advocacy. Whoa, what a title. So welcome, and welcome, Kim, as a first-timer.
Thank you for having me.
Right. So, Evan, I know you have just so many questions that are bubbling up, so I won't even bother to jump in. I'll let you start.
Absolutely. Well, you know, right now, you know, people are wondering, should they look at their insurance? Should they put it off? But, Aviva, I'm going to toss this one over to you. Why might now be a good time for somebody to be reviewing their insurances?
Well, first, have they been diagnosed with COVID? That's a key question. Now, there's no time, there's no bad time to review your insurance coverages. There's no time to get your financial house in order. The problem is that none of us ever make the time to get those things done. And the fact is, if you're healthy, it's a good time to get coverage because that's when you're most insurable. It's when you've been diagnosed with some dread disease that it's too late. It's a good time to review it right now because, one, people may have some time on their hands and they may want to take a look at things. I certainly hope that nobody gets COVID and gets the virus and dies from it. That would just be horrific. But because there is this crazy virus going around and our health is in question, that's a good time to look to see, what do I have? Is it enough? Is it too much? Should I be adjusting? Who owns it? Is it set up properly? Who did I name as beneficiaries? Are they still part of my family? You know, those types of things. But it's a great time to review your insurance coverages as far as I'm concerned.
Great. And I know not only reviewing your insurance coverages is important, but one of the most important parts to reviewing your insurance coverage or getting insurance is the underwriting process. And since Kim is the Director of Underwriting for Sapers & Wallach, I want to toss this next question over to you, Kim. You know, we're in this coronavirus pandemic. We don't know how long this is going to last. Are you seeing that it's any easier today or harder today to get underwritten? Can you provide a little color on that?
And that's an important question, Kim, because a lot of people I talk to are wondering about that specific question. Is this the time for me to wait even though I want it?
I think it absolutely is. I mean, carriers are definitely being much more creative in what resources they can use to make the process easier. This would include script checks and the ability to go onto your patient portal to obtain your medical records to get that approval and not have necessarily an exam or lab work required.
Normally, the process involves somebody coming to your home, getting poked and prodded, get a little blood drawn, maybe an EKG, pee in a cup, all of that kind of stuff.
And sounds like a fun Saturday night to me.
If you need a visitor, it's not a bad idea. No, but really,
that would be the most social life I've had in 2 months.
And probably the most physical interaction too, right?
Speaking of physicals, I know that part of the exam is to get a physical. And Kim, can you tell us, like, what is the process now? Are people still coming to people's houses for these physicals? Or is there some other way that, carriers are allowing you to get this done?
Having someone come to your house is still an option if you're comfortable with it or if you're lonely, like Jeff mentioned. But there are carriers that can offer up to $5 million of coverage with no in-person medical screening and lab work. This assumes, you know, you're fairly healthy and that you qualify. You would not qualify if you had an existing history of cancer or diabetes or coronary artery disease. That would put you out to the full underwriting process.
Well, I mean, $5 million worth of coverage is definitely a lot of coverage. And if you don't need to go get the physicals for that, that would be fantastic.
Aviva has a question.
Add something?
Yeah, so Kim, can you describe what the process is for people today if they're not getting examined? How do you get insurance placed? Because people aren't handing you a paperwork.
So the carriers have online portals to complete the applications. Once the application's complete, it goes through a behind-the-scenes program, and they'll obtain your script check. Ooh, I can't speak. And then, again, log on to the patient's portal to get your medical records. If there hasn't been an exam done within the past year by your primary care, they can use that to approve the coverage as well.
That's great, because, you know, in the past, I'm assuming that the longest part of getting someone underwritten is getting a hold of their medical records. And we've actually, I think, seen some carriers where if I logged into my portal at the Mass General Hospital or Partners Healthcare, they can actually transfer that directly over rather than me waiting for somebody who works for my doctor to go make some copies or send an email out to get it to the insurance company and back, right?
And Aviva, for our listeners out there that, you know, maybe they want to get a new insurance policy to help protect them and their families, how long can somebody expect for this process to take now that we're in this pandemic?
It's a great question, Evan. You know, in the prior pandemic days, the insurance companies were just evolving to a place where you could do some of this online applying, but not to the extent that it is now catching on like hotcakes. Or the process might take 2 to 6 months. And to say 6 months even has been extended, because what happens is, in the olden days, which weren't so old, you'd fill out paperwork, it would get submitted, then they'd schedule an underwriter to come out to the house, then they'd do the process, and you wait for the labs to get the lab work back. And then they look through what you said in that interview, and they say, "Oh, you saw Dr. So and So for a psych consult. Oh, let's go reach out to Dr. So and So. Well, Dr. So and So may be on vacation, or, you know, may not be available because they're booked solid. And then you've got to get all that stuff turned around. And then Dr. So and So that said this, you came to see me because of the process and the problems you had back when you had that surgery done a year ago. Now they got to get the records on the surgery from a year ago from the hospital. And the queue for that is even longer. So that's what
you think
to make the process so lengthy. But with what Kim was describing, we can see it turned around within as quick as 48 hours. If you're a healthy person, you fill out the stuff online.
Wow.
And they'll send you an electronic policy right away.
That ruins my whole getting poked and prodded process.
Well, you might get thrown out. Knowing you, you'll get thrown out of that process right away.
Kim, is there, 48 hours is great, but say that you are not in the best of health. What are some certain underlying health conditions that would prolong the process that might be good for some of our listeners to know?
Existing history of diabetes, coronary artery disease, any types of cancers, any mental illnesses would definitely disqualify you.
What about marijuana?
Yeah.
Nope. Marijuana, as long as you disclose it, it should not be an issue. But again, if you're taking the marijuana for a medical necessity, that would obviously kick you out to full underwriting.
What about, I've been very healthy, I would say, for the last 13 years. But before that, I had a couple of those things on your list. Is there a time period of forgiveness where you're healthy again?
Absolutely. I mean, specific with cancer, there's typically, depending upon the treatment in the pathology report, carriers consider you at a better risk class after 3 to 5 years.
Oh, that's good. That's good to know, because I think a lot of people are wondering, I had cancer or I had a heart problem. But I know people in both categories who say it's so far behind me, I think I'm healthier now than I've ever was before. So
only you say that, Jeffrey. Only you.
No, I actually spoke to one person today who told me this week, who told me he had a heart, a bypass. And he said, my heart's stronger today than ever before on all the tests. And that was, 15 years ago. So, but thank you for saying that, Aviva. So people don't have to think, I once had it, I can't do it. I think that's important too.
Yeah. Yeah, so I say right now it's a great time because they're scaled back some of what they're looking for. It's not as invasive. With new technology and big data, they can obtain a fair amount of stuff without you having to go through too many hoops.
If I could just add one thing for the patient portal and obtaining medical records, letting people know that it's actually Sapers and Wallach and we're part of Lion Street. We are getting those records directly. It's not going to go to the carrier. This way it'll allow me to review and advocate on your behalf to get you the best underwriting offer. And if we don't get it there, we can go to another carrier because we have access to your records.
Yeah, and nobody advocates like Chris, Kim here. She is a bulldog about getting the best offers available for our clients. It's wonderful.
I don't know anybody shy at Sapers and Wallach. I don't think it's the nature of your work. The meek shall not inherit the world of insurance. But Kim, do you find it different dealing with these medical organizations now versus, let's say, 3 months ago? Are you having to be more dogged?
Well, if I were able to log on and get it and the client allows me, you know, gives me access, it shouldn't be a problem. It was more of just a learning curve of how to access the portals with the client. As far as faxing the requests, which is what we usually do, I'm not getting any types of responses there.
Right.
And so that became dead in the water, whereas you had to get creative and find other ways to get access to those medical records. We can't change the medical records. That's not our job. But the job is to see what's in there and look at it and make sure that it's put forth to the underwriters in the most positive light. And Kim does an outstanding job of that.
Oh, Kim, you better tape this interview. we've been speaking with Aviva Sapers and Kim Landry of Sapers & Wallach and Evan Macedo, my co-host from FEI Financial Executives International, a partner of Radio Entrepreneurs, and also he's also the CFO at Sapers & Wallach. Aviva and Kim, if somebody wants to get hold of you and discuss potential insurance things or life or insurance in general, how would they find you?
Kim?
So I can be reached directly at 617-715-0132, or you can just go right to our website, sapersandwallach.com.
Find you there. Aviva?
And my line is 617-715-0125, and our website is sapers-wallach.com.
Great. And my FEI partner, Evan, how do people reach you?
Well, many different ways to reach me, Jeff. I'll also give my direct line, 617-715-0131. Come check us out on our website at sapers-wallach.com. Also, you know, feel free to go search for FEI for the Boston chapter on Google. There's a lot of great premier financial executives in Boston. We're keeping everybody up to date with the ever-so-changing regulations going on. And it's a great community. So if you are a, you know, junior, mid-level, senior-level financial executive in the greater Boston area, definitely check us out.
Great. Thanks, everybody, for coming on. We know you're going to be on the show again. We're going to keep everybody involved with the ever-changing landscape of insurance. So I want to thank you, wish you all good health, and remind everybody this is Radio Entrepreneurs.